going on, y'all? It's your girl, Miss J from Juicy Poppin' in South Atlanta. And I am being now joined by Rayon Lawrence. He is joining, well, technically he's not joining BMF, but his role is growing a little bit more as K9 on BMF. Rayon, thank you so much for your time today. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm great. I'm wonderful to be here with you today.
Yes, I'm excited. So before we start talking about BMF, let's talk about some of your previous roles. You've been in Barbershop before. You were also playing Tretch in the All Eyes on Me drama that focused on Tupac's life. Tell us what that experience was like for you to be casted as Tretch, who's very big and, you know, he's very historically known in the hip hop community.
Well, it was an amazing opportunity to be able to be honored to be able to play him. So it was funny around that time, I used to love hip hop. I was on hip hop all the time, freestyling, do this and that. And, you know, Tretch, you know, one of my favorite artists at that time. And I gave up rap because I'm Jamaican. So I was into my reggae thing, doing my little reggae thing. And just during that time when he started casting, I started for some reason freestyling. You know, me and my friends will just be just chilling and freestyle out of nowhere. This is random before I got the audition. So now the audition comes around and they like, it'll be nice if you freestyle at the end. I said, oh, eh. Like, I
might as well. Like.
But I'm like, yo, I was literally just freestyling during this time. Ironically, that happened. So, you know, I do my freestyle, come back, and they said, you know, Rayon did his thing. We want him to play Tretch. And I was like, oh, and I get, this is a Tupac story. I get to be a part of history. And it was amazing. I mean, even the lyrics that I had that I was able to do on set came directly from Tretch. So they wanted me to freestyle and it came directly from Tretch for me to use in the film. So that was pretty cool. So he was on board with it. You know what I'm saying? Bam Bam was on board. He started following me on IG. Tretch started following me on IG. So to be able to get that support from them, being able to play this iconic figure was dope.
That's awesome. Okay, so we're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to get into this BMF talk, okay? And for those of you who have been living under a rock for the last year, BMF is the newest and hottest crime series on Starz. It's focused on this true story of the Flannery brothers, Meach and Terry, how they had a successful drug trafficking business, money laundering organization that they started in Detroit, went to LA, came to Atlanta, went internationally with a connection through the Mexican cartel. They were everywhere. And if you don't know about them, you need to read up on them. But we're talking about season two right now. We are talking about K9, who was technically introduced to us on the first episode of season one. We got a little sneak peek into you. Let's talk about K9 and his role in the whole BMF organization.
Yeah, so K9 is a... he's a ruthless gangster drug dealer from the Brewster Projects in Detroit. And, you know, this guy's, you know, has the jewelry, you know, has the ladies. And I take Meach on, you know, under my wing. I see something in Meach, Meach sees something in me. So I'm his new connect. And I take him under my wing and he learned from K9, you know, what K9 grew up learning. And Meach sees that, likes that, and starts to, you know, emulate a little bit of what K9 does. And this season, K9 bring the gangster.
okay. And K9 was actually instrumental in helping them expand their business at the end of season one with introducing them into Big L, which we all thought was going to be a male and it ended up being a woman. Yes. And we know she doesn't really want to work. She'd rather work with Terry as opposed to Meach. But of course, Terry makes that connection. He decides that he doesn't want to be in the game anymore. How do you help maintain that relationship between Big L and Meach through this season?
See, so you got to watch to see what happens, you know.
Sorry, now, I thought you were going to tell me a little tea. Look, I thought I was getting on it something.
Now you know how sometimes you're the boss and you send somebody, I need you to check the temperature on these cats. She checks the temperature and now it comes into the situation. And, you know, We'll see what I do with the whole situation between Big L and Meach and also Terry.
Okay. And in the season two trailer, we see where K9 tells Meach, like, if you don't got my money on time, I'm going to have to kill you. And we also see Meach telling Terry, like, we going to have to kill K9. Like, where do things go left with y'all? Like, how do we get to this point where y'all both threatening each other?
Well, you know,
I need to know.
Again, you know, you got to see it. But, you know, K-9 is like, listen, you mess with my money, it's over. So I'm just letting Meech know, listen, you're going to mess with me. You mess with Big L, but you mess with me now. It's a different ball game. I ain't playing them games. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, once you see, you'll see why Terry's like, Meech is like, we're going to go after K-9. So not necessarily kill K-9, but we're going to go after K-9. So that can mean I'm going after his money. I'm going after Pop and him. And once you have to see throughout the season, you're going to see why he says we're going to go after K-9.
Okay, we're going to have to connect later on in the season after it starts. And I got to connect the dots. All right, so there's another new character that we see that is potentially tied to K-9, Peaches. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Yes, Peaches, played by Rama, she's amazing, you know what I mean? And, you know, she is K-9's girlfriend, my ride or die. And you're going to see the beauty of her on screen. And, you know, you'll see the ride or die that she is with me. And, you know, we're going to be hanging and doing some things.
Okay. All right. I'm excited to see how that relationship goes. Because every thug needs a little ride or die chick for him. So.
There you go. Yo.
That's her. Okay. Like,
we haven't gotten into it yet, but I can interject into it a little bit as we talk. You know what I mean? So one of the inspirations I got was listening to DMX every single day during the time. And you know, remember that song with DMX and the girl? That's what me and Rama remind me of. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I forgot
okay.
that exact song that DMX sang with him and the girl that he was like, you know what I mean? You know, but yeah, that song reminded me and Rama. So that was cool to listen to DMX lyrics during that time period that I was filming. Because I grew up listening to DMX every day.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. And rest in peace, X. We miss you.
Yes.
Last season, we see Lamar. The craziness that he brought to the show. Then there's Pat, who is a little crazy, not as crazy as Lamar, but they're both leaders of their organization. And I actually saw a comment that you left under a video saying that K-9 is the mixture between Lamar and Pat. Can you give us a little bit more insight on that?
Yeah, so K-9 will give you that mix of both of these guys, because you know K-9 is, like I said, he's gangster, and you know, he demands respect, and you know, he's a boss. Like Pat was a boss, and Lamar was a boss, but he was a thug at it. So K-9 is that mix, the proper boss, but
so he's the balance between the two.
He got the balance between them, so he has those characteristics, those two, and that's what you'll see throughout this season of me showing the boss mentality, and also that mentality as you mess with me, I gotta put that Lamar gangster in a little bit.
Okay. So I'm excited to see what all K-9 is going to bring to this season. What other projects are you working on for 2023?
Yes, I got a really dope movie coming out called First Comes Love, Then Comes Murder. And it's directed by Emmy winner Bobby Yen. He's the director on this, and that's an amazing project that I'm proud of. And it's a thriller, and that should come out probably directly after BMF is done. So I'm excited for everybody to see that as well. So you see a little mix of K-9 in this, but little romantic kind of guy at the same time, you know? The romantic thug.
Okay, so you're playing the best of both worlds. I got it. Okay. Worlds.
Yes.
And how can our viewers follow you and stay up to date as to what all you got going on, the new releases, new projects, all of that?
Yes. So you can follow me on social media at Rayon Lawrence. So it's spelled RayonLawrence. And you can follow me on IG, and you can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook as well. You know, you can, you know, check in with a brother on Facebook. But yeah, IG and Twitter is where I post most of my content.
Okay. So before we get out of here, I know you said you're Jamaican. I got a quick question for you.
Of course.
Curry chicken, jerk chicken, or brown stew chicken?
Well, I got to
say. You can only pick one.
Sure. Yeah, only pick one?
Okay. Yes.
Well, jerk chicken for sure. But you got to, I'm have you add something to it. You got to add the oxtail rice and peas. You see what I'm saying?
Oxtail rice. Look, I forgot about the oxtails. You're right.
So if we add in that inside of the four choices, then, you know, I'm going to go with my oxtail rice and peas with plantain too. But.
Exactly.
Out of those choices, the jerk chicken, but the jerk chicken is definitely way better. Of course, I'm saying Jamaica, You know what I'm saying? The jerk chicken is right.
There you go.
It's hard to
there
find that anywhere you go. Hard to find it.
Look, I just went to Jamaica back in July. And when I tell you, I'm ready to go back. I'm ready to buy some land over there. I'm ready to relocate because I just fell in love with the country. Yes. The people, the food, the culture, everything. I love it over there.
It's amazing. Right. I should be going this summer as well.
We're gonna have to plan something together.
Well, you know, look, if you don't mind, I could tell you a little something real quick too, is that actually every summer I do go out to Jamaica. Well, since COVID we haven't, but I'm part of the Rue John Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. And I go out to Jamaica and actually teach acting. So I help teach acting, you know what I mean, out there. So I teach the students out there. We go to a couple schools and I help teach the acting portion out there. So that's pretty cool. Beautiful. That's giving
what
back.
What part of Jamaica do you go to teach the course?
Kingston and Montego Bay.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, keep me up to date the next time you do that. I would love to come out there.
You already know. We go follow each other on the IG and you know what I mean? And, you know, we go chit chat.
We sure will. All right. So to all of our viewers, y'all going to have to stay tuned and check out the new season of BMF. Season 2 is premiering on January 6th on Starz. K9 is coming. He's taking over this season. Mark my words. I can already tell from the trailer. I don't know everything that's going to happen, but I know he's bringing the heat this season. So make sure y'all are following him. Make sure you are watching the show. Support, tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Make sure you are also following me, Miss JMISS Jordan _radio. Make sure you follow InStyle Atlanta and make sure you are following Juicy Pop TV. Rayon, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
I cannot wait to see you play K9. And I'm going to be hitting you up like, bruh, I'm even going to be doing all of that.
You like, yo, why you did that? So I thank you so much for being a fan of the show. And to have me on your show here today, it's an honor. I'm truly honored to be here talking to you. And I'm excited for you to see it. It's really good. I'm just saying, you know, I mean,
I'm already knowing. And I'm going to need an interview for season 3 because I know it's going to be a season 3.
You already know it's coming.
So you come in today. Okay. All right. That's all I needed to hear. Say less. We ain't got to say nothing else. Okay. Quick question for you. One more quick question before you get out of here. You were in Detroit filming this show.
Yeah.
Did you get a Coney dog?
Yo, I didn't. I didn't.
You didn't.
Yo, I didn't. My bad. Yeah, I didn't really. You know what? Because, you know, as actors, we got to keep a certain weight. So I wasn't eating a lot of things. I was really, you know, I was trying to keep a certain amount of pounds. And I'm like, I'm not, you know, going here. I need to keep it here consistent. So I didn't get to really enjoy the food culture in Detroit. They'll have to be when I go back. Let's say we have a premiere in Detroit then. I'm a holler at that, you know what I'm saying, for sure. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah, for filming, I was just basic. I was on like salmon and not a fish, no rice, no bread. So I was kind of on a strict diet, gallon of water a day. So I didn't get to really, get the culture of the food out there, unfortunately.
Got it. Okay. Well, I got family out there. That's the only reason why I asked. I'm not a big hot dog fan, but you got to get a Coney Island dog whenever you get to Detroit.
I got to. And Ms. Dickens, can I say one more thing before I leave today?
Sure.
All right. So, you know what I mean? Today, you know what I mean? Because I know InStyle is about style. So today, you know what I mean? I'm rocking my sister's shirt right here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And,
you know, TashiInc.com. That's where you can see her shirt. You know what I mean? It's a Warrior shirt. Got Warrior on the back. But yeah, I had to sport her shirt because I know y'all like style. So I had to come in style.
Yes,
today.
We do. We appreciate it. And spell out the website so people can go and support her.
Yes, yes. So it's going to be TASHSEE.
All right.
No, TASHEE. She's going to kill me. TASHEEINC.com. That's a fact.
Okay. We got you. We got Tashi Inc. We making sure we are supporting you January 6th with season 2 of BMF because K9, like I said, is coming. He's taking over this season. He's doing big things. So make sure y'all stay tuned and we will talk to y'all later. Thank y'all.